Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Moroni Marasi Shiyichius was Moshe Bechner, so Moshe Mordechai was the first to the Ravida, and Dina Bracha Bazester Hadassah, for which Lam Tzoch Shechalei Yisrael, Dinish Matzmar Tester Batsrib Shmuel, and is based in the Torah of Moiver Rabbi Admor Mitola Shlita. In Parashas Yisrael, it says, Ve'om Roshe Alam Al Tirol, Kibabur Nasus Yisrael Ba'alokim, Moshe said to the people, don't fear, because Hashem came in order to elevate you, and so that his fear be upon your faces, so that you do not sin. Rashi comments based in the Medrash, the Bavur Nasus Eschem, the God of Eschem, Bolem Shetzilachem Shem Bumos, Shubachwal the Nigga Alechem, in order to test you, to make you great in the world, so that your name will go up, will go out amongst the nations, that Hashem and His glory was revealed to you. That's Lebavor Nasus Eschem. Nasus Rashi Soshan Harama Vikidula Kamo Harimu Nes, a term implying lifting up and making great, as in lift up a banner. Obavor Tir Yerosai Ade Shiresim Asi Yeroi Mu'uyim Tedu Kenzo Siv Turim Lufanov. Due to the fact that you saw him fearful and threatening, you should know there is none aside him and you will be fearful of him. So that's the pasuk with the Rashi's. So first you have to note that the pasuk seems to contradict itself. Moshe Rabbeinu starts by saying, "Ve'om Roshelam Al Tirel, don't fear." And what does he say, Vayter? Because Hashem came in order to elevate you, so that his fear be upon your faces. So first he says, "Don't fear," and then he says, "To fear." That's funny. So maybe Moshe was referring to different types of yira. So it's a type of fear we should not have, and a different type of fear we should have, so we have to identify which is which. Another point is the order of the pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael that the reasons why Hashem appeared to them on Har Sinai were firstly so they should have a good name and be respected amongst the nations of the world, and second, to ensure they have Yira Shemayim. Why did Moshe mention that Klal Yisrael would have a good name amongst the Umas Olam? For the Yira Shemayim, isn't Yira Shemayim more important than having a good name? The God Eschem Ba'olam, Sheitzel Lechem Shem Ba'umos. You should have a good name among the nations. Yira Shemayim should come first. But it says, Mashem Shomei Machkim Liyira, it's Hashem Elokecha. That's what we want. Yira is the Iker. Not what the Goyim think about us. A similar question regarding the Nusach of Tefillah. We say, from Antonim we call it Lashonos. Before saying, V'kidashtanu mitusecha v'kerevtenu l'kei l'vadasecha. So why do we say you elevated amongst from all nations, from Antonim we call it Lashonos? Before mentioning the Iker, V'kidashtanu mitusecha, you sanctified it with your mitzvahs. You drew us close to your avoda. The Iker is the avoda, not with that you were greater than the nations. Also, why is it a good thing at all that the Goyim give us honor? It says, Nizara Kadosh, Mandiu Ravi Uzariah, Mandiu Uzariah Rav, somebody who seems big is really small. Somebody who's small is big. The Iker is Anova, it's humility. So why do we care that the Goyim make us great? In the same vein, the Gemara says, before man was created as an individual. Because if you cause someone's life to be lost, it's like you destroyed the whole world. So you have to say, Bishvili Nivra Olam. So the Gemara seems to imply that there's a chiyuv to say b'shvili nivra olam, just like you have to say Pesach Matzah Moran Leil HaSeder. It says you have to say b'shvili nivra olam, apitom. Doesn't that make you a Baal Gaiva? Or the center of the world? So Rashi explains that when a person makes this statement, supposed to help him understand that he shouldn't forfeit his great ruchnius by doing an aveira. So like the Gemara says, you should see the world and yourself as if it's 50-50, and one sin can tip the scales, and one mitzvah can tip the scales. So that's what it's all about, becoming a better person. It's about responsibility, not gaiva. You say, b'shvili nivra olam, you know that the world hinges upon you. It's going to make you be a be a better person, not a worse person, a more humble person. Not a more Baal Gaiva. It's not that you're so great. It's that every one of your actions are scrutinized. So you realize that you're here to serve. You're not here to be served. It makes a person humble. You realize he has a great responsibility. So when Klal Yisrael heard the first two commandments, they were afraid for their lives. They thought that the intensity of the divine revelation would be too much for them to withstand. So Moshe Rabbeinu reassured them that Hashem was not planning to let them die. He had great plans for them. They were going to be the chosen people. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, don't fear. Moshe Rabbeinu then continued to explain to Klal Yisrael they were going to be elevated in the eyes of the nations in order to inform them of their central role in creation. Everyone's watching them. You're the focal point of creation, Bishvili Nivra'ola. So it elevates us and it makes us keep mitzvahs properly. That's our introduction to Torah and mitzvahs. Before you reach high levels of Avodas Hashem, you're a Shemayim. You have to realize how high the stakes are, what your life is about. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them that first the Matan Torah is going to elevate you among, above the nations. Because we have a very important task. The Gadol Eschem Ba'olam. Our godless isn't for gaiva, our godless is for responsibility. And after we understand our responsibility, then we can get to Yerushalayim also. The Be'er Mayim Chaim explains that because a Jew is really at the pinnacle of creation, the focal point of the world, every action of every Jew is so critical, so powerful. So even a Hillel Tshuva is powerful. V'yigba libo b'darkei Hashem. A person has to be elevated in his walking in the path of Hashem because he realizes how high the stakes are and how important his deeds are. So it's not gaiva that we have and we realize we're great. Again, it's a sense of responsibility. Man diu rav yuzar, if you're big, you're small, which means a person's about gaiva. We're not talking about gaiva here. We're talking about realizing our task. Tzurah Mor gives a similar explanation, explaining that Klal Yisrael were shown such a great divine revelation and given such honor, so they would distance themselves from Averis. When a person is tempted by the Yetzer Hara, he says, this sin is beneath me. I saw the Shechina face to face. How can I sin? That's called Yiras HaRoimimus. It's not punishment. It's because it's beneath you to sin. And that brings us beyond the Yiras HaOinish. We get to a higher level. So Hashem is telling us, Moshe is telling us, Al Tiro. Don't be afraid. Meaning, don't have Yiras HaOnesh. Ki bavur nasa eschem ba'alukim bavur tiyirasu al paneichem. Should have Yiras HaRoimimus. Fear of Hashem's greatness. That's the Ikar Yira. Punishment, fear of punishment, the Rambam says is for people on a lower level. So is the explanation of the Nusach of Yom Tov. Rambam Tanu Mikol HaLashon is before Kiddush Tanu Mitzvasecha. First you have to know how great you are. And therefore you have an important task. The greater the person, the greater the task. And therefore after that we realize how great we are. Then we realize, and we thank Hashem for sanctifying us with his mitzvahs, because we realize that now we're worthy of being sanctified, we can keep the mitzvahs. He drew us close to your avoda. But first we realize our greatness. And once we realize how great we are, we realize that we can do it. We can keep those mitzvahs, we can be successful. We have the capacity, we have the ability. And not only are we able to, we must. Chayza is quoted as saying that Shabbos Parshas Bo is a service of the Kochos of Pesach, the miracles of Pesach. And Shabbos Beshalach is Kriyas Yamsuf. And Yisro is Shabbos Matan Torah. We have the spiritual Kochos of Matan Torah. The Kuli Alma B'Torah B'Shabbos Nit, and everyone holds Shabbos Torah is given on Shabbos. So that's our job on Shabbos, to reconnect to Matan Torah, and especially this Shabbos, and to reach that level of Yiras HaRomimus. The fear of Hashem should be on our face. Thank you so much for listening, and hopefully we'll revisit this inyan. Shalom, shalom.